Okay, today's daf is Brachas daf Lamed Dalet. Brachas 34, as we continue in the fifth parak, as we get towards the end of the fifth parak, which is really the first half of Maseches Brachas, finishing up Be'ez Hashem today, as far as we could get, the first five prakim, and we are up to the sixth wide line on Lamed Gimel of a Beis. Just one more source related to yesterday's discussion. Yesterday, the Mishnah described how if somebody says, Akan Tzipor Yagia Rechamecha, on the bird, on the mother, on the kan. The kan is always a nest of birds, as we had in Maseches Kinim. But your rachmanis, your compassion is on the bird, then we remove that chazan from the from his place. So the question is, what was exactly wrong with that? So the Gemara quoted two opinions, between Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin and Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida. Either because you're focusing on the bird, but what about all other creations? Your matal kinim b'maisa b'reishus. So it's not fair, you're focusing on one and not the other. And the other day it was, that you're making the mitos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim, and their only xeris, right, whatever you want to get out of the mitzvah, fine, but don't describe the mitzvah inherently as having that element. So we mentioned the Ramban and Parshas Ki Tse has a lengthy discussion of this topic, quoting the Rambam. The Rambam, we did not mention yesterday, the Rambam says that the reason that for this mitzvah is because the bird has feelings, and the seems to say this in Mar Nevucha, the bird has feelings that we have to be cognizant of those feelings. The Rambam does not like that. The Rambam says, well, they have instincts, they don't have feelings. Big discussion there, exactly the point of the mitzvah. But just to mention Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai, there on that pasuk, we mentioned this last year in a parsha shir, he quotes that Arichas Yamim, as we know, is mentioned by a couple of mitzvahs in the Torah, mentioned last week by proper weights and measures, I think, and then also the two famous ones are Kibud Avim and Shiluach HaKan, like the Gemara that tells us that that's what led someone off the derech, because he saw somebody listening to his father and went up a tree and he was doing Shiluach HaKan and Kibud Avim and he fell down. Those are the two mitzvahs of Arichas Yamim. So the Rabbeinu Bachai talks about the discussion of the two, but then he quotes V'yesh od da'as acheres sheyesh b'kiyam mitzvah zu his oris rachamim al kol ha'olam. Through this mitzvah, Hashem has rachmanis on the entire world. This is found in the Zohar in Medrash Rus. For who? Kimitoch shehu mishalech es ha'im, through sending away the mother. Dafka, the opposite of what we think. Hinehi mitzta'eres v'do'eges al churbin kana. Through sending away the mother, she's in pain and she's worried about what's going to happen to her babies. V'richuk baneha u'mitzta'eres v'holeches v'rotze la'abedes dafsha. She just wants to kill herself. The mother doesn't know what to do with herself. Umitok tsa'ara hagadol, and through her great pain, hasar hamamuna al ha'ofos. The force up in Shemayim that is in charge of birds, as we know, it's Hashgacha Klalis, mivakesh rachamim yakadosh baruch hu. Because of her crying and pain, so the Sar Mamun on birds is asked Rachmanis from Hashem. V'az Hakadosh Baruch Hu shekasuv bo v'rachamim al kol masav mamshich shefa rachamim al kol amitztarim v'atzrichim rachamim umurachim aleihem. Hashem throws down his Rachmanis on all those who need rachamim, not only the bird but all, including people. Nimsei somer shamakayim mitzvah zu u'mishaleach hu siba la'orer rachamim al kol ha'olam. Right, through that rachamim, Hashem brings rachmanis on all of the world, and through that, it all starts off with the person's actions of doing this with a bird. So it seems like achzarius, but it's really achzarius ultimately to bring rachmanis onto the world. So that's Rabbi Nochai quotes that right here in last week's parsha, Parshas Ki Tse. Okay, we continue now. Now, sixth wide line. Ahudanachis, the second Ahudanachis. First one we had already, and now we get into the second one. Ahudanachis, kamed Rabbi Chanina, Omer. There was a chazan, Rabbi Chanina Shul, and he started davening, and he said, before the age of Siddurim, remember, Hakel Agadol Agibar V'Hanora, so far so good, but then, V'ha Adir, V'ha Azuz, V'ha Yarui, Hachazak, all these other adjectives describing God. V'ha'amitz, v'ha'vadai, v'ha'nichbad. The one that is certainly there, the one that is mechubad, the amazing. Right, we can't even translate them into English. Himtim lo'ashasiyem. So Rabbi Chanina gave him the respect to finish until he finished what else, right? Kisiyem, when he finished, Amalei, he said the famous line, Siyam tinu l'kuli shivchei demarech. You finished? You got it all. You really zeroed in on describing God. All those adjectives. Now you did it. Now you did the now we have an entire picture. Lomali kulehai. Right? What do you say all these for? Anan hani tlas damrinan. We say three. Gadol, Gibar, and Nora. We say three, and you know what? Ilav da Amrinu Moshe Rabbeinu ba'oraisa. Had Moshe Rabbeinu not used these words in the Torah, right? Rashi quotes the pasuk in Dvarim Perek Yud. The Asu Ashi Knesses Agadola v'Takninu b'Tfila, and after him, the Ashi Knesses Agadola were misaking those words in davening. Lo Havinan Yichol Lamemalu. We wouldn't be able to even start. Meaning what? We're trying to praise God. We can't praise God. It's impossible to praise God. So we can't even really start because we would fall. We are going to fall short. So you know what? We don't know what to do. But Moshe Rabbeinu used these words, so we use these words. So that's all we do. But v'at amrit kulei avazos, but you continued? It's inappropriate. You can't. It's minimizing. Right? And the any Mefarshim explain, or Salvechik explains, and others, that tefillah needs a matir. You can't just go and daven and say whatever you want. The specific structure that we have, and the words of Shmona Esrei, are based on Nevi'im, are based on Ruach HaKodesh, and we have to use those words. Or else, if we make up our own words, well, we've done it, we've accomplished our task of praising God, it's impossible. But as long as we have the matir, we use the words that Moshe Rabbeinu used, that David HaMelech used, that is what allows us. Mashal HaMelech Basar Adam, Shahailo Elef Alofim Dinari Zav. It's like a king that has unbelievable thousands and thousands of gold coins. V'hayu Makalsin Oso B'shal Keseth. And with that, somebody praises him for all the silver coins he has. What? Hello? V'alo G'nayu Lo. It's a disgrace. Because you can't, it's like, there's so much more there. How can you praise him for something lower? So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't even have the words to praise. So that is, says the Gemara, why it is inappropriate to mention this. There is a discussion in the Rishonim already, and in the I didn't bring it today, I had it yesterday. The Rashba talks about it, and the Pnei Yeshua also. There are times in Shmona Esrei for us to add in whatever we want to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the Gemara here is talking about is in the fixed brachos that we have been given over from Ashi Knesses HaGadolah. But in the times, in the places, first of all, outside of Shmona Esrei. Second of all, in the times of Shmona Esrei, where we're allowed to add in Shomei Tefillah, or by Yil Ratzon at the end, so then Matova Manoim, if I have something amazing, if somebody had a Yeshua, and they want to say, Hashem, you're unbelievable, you're amazing, I love you so much, that's fine, because that's not being Mosif to the specific structure that was enacted. But that's in my personal element, I can say whatever I want to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mefarshim would say that's fine, and that's not only fine, that's encouraged for us to add in our own personal element to the Shmona Esrei. But it's only specifically during the time that it was enacted, so that's what's inappropriate. Also, another distinction and limit is given by Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, on the bottom of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, he quotes Yesh Mefarshim. Maybe the Dafka B'Shemos HaToar Kegon Elu Elo Laharich. Also, maybe only words that are trying to just describe God, the Great One, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibar, Ha'azui, Hachazak. So that's what's inappropriate, says a day in Rabbeinu Yonah. Avo bedvarim shel shavach im mishabech lemakom sha'asa imanu nisim neflos umesapeos am inu aser. So there, a little different than what we just said. Maybe it's different how you are using words to try to capture God in a word, or just describing what He did. Still, you should be careful with what you say. So it's a good idea to say psukim. Because psukim, you're always covered, because you're quoting somebody earlier. Rabbi Yonah is into quoting psukim, and in that way, one is for sure safe. Either way, this is a very important little story here about Siyam Tinukul Shifchei Demarech, that is why we can't make up our own tefillah. Because who are we to make up tefillahs? We're going to really capture the essence of when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the first step of talking to God. So we can't do that. That's why we have to use the words of Chazal based on the personalities of Tanakh, and only in that way approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, V'amar Rabbi Chanina. Next, we're talking about Rabbi Chanina, so we have the next statement of Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina tells us, right, this line appears in beginning of Shas, the middle of Shas, and the end of Shas. Meseches Brachas, Meseches Megillah, and Meseches Nida. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz b'yirat shamayim. Everything is bidei shamayim. It's out of our control. Chutz b'yirat shamayim, except for yirat shamayim, that's the only thing in our control. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, V'atah Yisrael mo Hashem lokecha shoel mi'imach. What does Hashem ask of you? Kiim liyira. Hashem only asks of you yirat shamayim. Rashi says here, Hakol bidei shamayim, kol haba al ha'adam, biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that comes upon a person from the outside, from without, that's in the hands of Hashem. Kigon, aruch katzar, tall and short, ani ashir, chacham shotep, or it's not even only up to my parents, right? I could have, generally, if you go by the genetic makeup for the parents also, but ultimately it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision. Tall, short, and ani asher chacham shote lavan shachar. It's based on the Gemara Nida. Hakol b'dei shemayimu, avot tzadik v'rasha eino ba al yedei shemayim. Righteous or wicked, that's not b'dei shemayim. Ezu masar biyado shel adam v'nasan lefanav shnei drachim v'hu yivchar lo yirat shemayim. So that is the important Rashi explaining the Gemara, and that's all the parshias that we're in right now. Right, re'ei uvachar tabachayim. Right, all the bracha and the klala. Right, we have all the parshiyos here that we are in the midst of that are telling us about all the choices that we have in life. So Rabbi Chanina says everything is b'nei shemayim, chutz b'yirat shemayim, based on the pasuk. Says the Gemara, atu yirat shemayim milsas is rasihi. What is yirat shemayim? All God asks of you is yirat shemayim. Is it such a small thing? Yirat shemayim. Oh, that's all He asks of you. Is it so small? The Rabbi Chanina, b'shir b'shir ben yochai. Hashem's special treasure is the Yirat Shemayim of the Jew. That is his Otsar. That's in the Beis Genazav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, that, by the way, is the end of the Pasuk quoted in Shabbos Laman Aleph. When we have the Pasuk that is the hint to all of the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Pasuk says, "V'haya emunas itecha chosin Yeshua's chachma v'das yiras Hashem hiotzaro." Right, this is the end of that pasuk. Meaning, we have all the Torah, we have Shas, right? Shas Mishnayos, we have Torah Shaval Peh. V'haya emunas itecha that pasuk. But ultimately, what does the pasuk say at the end? Yirat Shemayim hiotzaro. That's the otzar. Rav Chaim Volozhin writes in Nefesh HaChaim. Also, he has some in most Nefesh HaChaim at the end here. There's extra mamarim that are printed. So there also he speaks about how, you know, a person has to learn Yirat Shemayim and focus on Yirat Shemayim and learn Sifrei Musar. But one has to remember that is the storage house. He otsaro, as the pasuk says, meaning we can't spend 5 hours if we have 6 hours of learning, 5 hours on a Musar Sefer and 1 hour on Gemara Halacha, etc. We have to spend a certain amount of time developing our religious personalities and working on ourselves, but that's the otsar. You can't build an amazing silo and then fill it up with nothing. You have to spend some time building the silo, but then the ikar is what goes into the silo. The ikar is what's inside. Yer shvav hi otsaro. That's the otsar, but that is to create the Torah and the content of the Torah and the halacha and the Gemara, whatever it might be, into the otsar. So anyways, the Gemara says, is Yirat Shemayim something small? This is the Otsar. The Gemara says yes. In Lagabi Moshe Milsas Adrasihi. Yes, regarding Moshe Rabbeinu was small. The Rabbi Chanina Mashal Adam Shemavakshim Imenu Kli Gadol VeYeshlo Dome Alav Kli Katan. If you ask somebody for something large, if he has it, then it's like nothing to him. It's like a Kli Katan because anything that a person has is easy for him. Katan VeEinlo. If you ask something small from a person and he doesn't have it, Dome Alav Kli Gadol. It's like something big. Meaning it's all in relative terms. Lagabi Moshe Rabbeinu, it was small because of the state of Yerushalayim that he was in. And the famous question asked by all the Mefarshim in Sefer Dvarim on this pasuk where this comes up, I think in Akev, right? So what does that have to do with us then? Hashem only asked Yerushalayim. Is that a big deal? Yeah, for Moshe Rabbeinu it wasn't a big deal. But for us it is a big deal. So what does that have to do with me, Moshe Rabbeinu? So Moshe Rabbeinu, Yerushalayim. But what about us? So many Mefarshim given, Rav Pinkus discusses how for him, or for any leader of the generation, it's nothing. And you know what that means for us? We should stay near them. And we should try to be as close to them as we can, because it rubs off. It rubs off when we're around people to whom Yirat Shemayim is something that is not so unbelievably. So it's natural to them. It's natural for them to have Yirat Shemayim. So that is something that's the message. They're supposed to as close to them as we could be, and as much as we could hang out with them and be with them. As a mitzvah zaseh daraisa, to be near Talmidei Chachamim. Bo sidbak. How do you be davak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Davak to the leaders, the teachers of Torah, the ones who have easy, so to speak, Yirat Shemayim. So that's how it can relate to us. Again, many answers given. That is just one suggestion. But ultimately, this is one of the Gemaras in Shas that developed the idea of Bechira Chavshis. As the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tshuva, every single person has Bechira to be like Moshe Rabbeinu or to be like Yeravam Ben Nevat. Right, the greatest tzaddik, the greatest, one of the greatest of Rishayim, according to some opinions, he lost his Olam Haba. Right, according to those, some opinions in Parachalik. But the Rambam says, everybody has the wherewithal and the Bechira to do that. What does that mean? The Rambam also writes that nobody's going to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. That was also one of the Animamins that the Rambam laid down. And the answer is, that I'll explain, that it means in terms of one's potential. A person can fulfill that potential as much as Moshe Rabbeinu fulfilled his potential. Or Rachman al-Islam, the opposite. But nobody should say that I have a netiya, right, the doctrine of original sin. Chas v'shalom. Once Adam Harishon sins, then we are note already to do the wrong thing, and that's our destiny, and there's nothing to do about it. Chas v'shalom, Rav Hirsch develops this idea at length in Parshas Bereishis that we do not believe in that. Yes, Yeser Lev Ha'adam Rami Ne'urav, that's true. We all have ingrained within us a Yetzahara, but we also have ingrained within us a pintel, a yid, based on the Torah that we're taught in the womb from the Malach, Netiyah, to do the right thing. Right? So it's not that there is equality, right? Or one direction or the other direction. No, we have Bechir Chavshis to do the right thing. We just have to open up our eyes and do it. There is a very interesting Chazodish that I saw yesterday. This is on the back page of Aruch Chaim. He has four pieces on the last page of Aruch Chaim in the Chazon Ish. So he quotes based on a pasuk in Parshas Vayeschanan. Hamakom Baruch Hu meiniach es habechira b'yad ha'adam. Hashem lets man choose. Aval ha'adam rashoi lahachriach es re'ehu la'avodoso yisbarach. Bein bekfiyah bein bepitoy. But what does a man as bechira? I can help out my friend. That's still okay. And he still gets credit. Why? Because it didn't come from Shemayim. V'lo avi bitul ha-bechira, if I force my friend to do a mitzvah. Kiva da ha-maisa ose bi-bechira. V'kol Yisrael ki-ish echad, says the Chazon Ish. When we help out each other, and you do it because I helped you out, you still get credit for it. Why? Because it didn't come from Shemayim. Ha-kol bidei Shemayim chus b'yir Shemayim. But it comes from your friend, that's okay, you're on the same team. We're on the same team. If somebody on the same team, you know, if there's a football player who has the ball and he's at the 1 yard line and he can't get in, I pick him up and throw him into the end zone. It's a touchdown. He gets the touchdown, not me, even though I threw him in. Right? Why? Because we're on the same team. So not so lahavdil. But anyway, so says the Chazon Ish, if I help my friend do a mitzvah, then I get the credit. It didn't come from without. Right, it's all the Jews, it's all us, and therefore Kol Yisrael Kish Echad, and therefore I would still get the credit. Amnam Yesh Mispalel Lefarav Yisbarach Al Akiru V'Tfilas Olishmas. He continues. It's an amazing line that the Chazon Ish has. Obviously, I would say even the Chazon Ish would admit that if I'm inspired myself, self-inspired, that would be a certain level. But piggybacking on my friend also works. That does not remove my bechira. This can relate to the Rambam also in Hilchas Gerushin, that every Jew really deep down wants to do the right thing, and it's my Yetzer Hara that is forcing me not to, so when Bezdin gives me a couple of hits, and then I do the right thing, really that's my real Ratzon coming out. Perek Beis Halacha Chaf, the Rambam says. That relates to this Chazon Ish, so maybe my friend is just being Megala, the real Ratzon that I have underneath. Anyway, that's on page 516. The last page of the Chazon Ish in Aruch Chaim. Okay, the amazing thing about the Chazon Ish, I mentioned this before, is that all of his volumes are of equal width, right? Aruch Chaim is equal to Eben Ezra, Yaradeya, and Kachim and Taurus. They're all equal, right? So that's just a Ha'ara. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. Modem, modem, mishaskenoso, amar ebzeira. Look at all this time I'm spending on my base. Kal ha'omer shma shma, ka'omer modem modem dami. Reb Zeira says, anyone that says a double shma is like he says a double modem. Meaning, mishaskin also, inappropriate. Meisve, but we learned in the Braisa, korea shma v'kofla. If somebody doubles shma, hareze meguna. It's inappropriate. Meguna hu dahave, it is inappropriate, but shtuke lo mishaskin onlay. But we won't silence him. We won't remove him from the amud. So is it heretical that we would remove him, or is it just not such a good thing? Right? Is it Maguna, or is it Mishasus Mishatinole? So Halokasha, Hadamar Milsa Milsa Vitani Lava, Hadamar Psuki Psuki Vitani Law. It depends what you did. Did you just say Modim Modim? Anachnu Anachnu, Lach Lach, or Shma Shma. Or did you say the whole Pasuk twice? Which is better, which is worse? Machlokas Rashi Tosus. Rashi says on the bottom, Milsa Milsa, Kol Teva V'Teva Chozer V'Shona, if you just repeat every word, then Maguna Havei Shukalam Shaskinan Lai. Then you're not Mishah, if you say Shma Shma, Yisrael Yisrael, Hashem Hashem, what you're talking, it looks like you're talking to two people? No. Looks like you're just like repeating the word. She'ezah Domel of a Kabbal of Shtei Malchias. No, that's not so bad. But if you say the whole Pasuk twice, so then it's like I'm saying Shema to this God and Shema to that God, Chas V'Shalom. Or Modim to this one, Modim to that one, says Rashi, that's what's bad. Right? So Meguneh is saying the word over again, and Shesuse, Meshaskinolai, is saying the whole Pasuk over again. Tosfos, where's the Tosfos? On top of the next Amud. Tosfos quotes Rashi, and then says, quotes the Rabbeinu Chananel, who says the opposite. Rabbeinu Chananel, Mefarish Ifcha, Psuke, Psuke, the whole Pasuk. No, see, he said the whole Pasuk twice. Said, oh, pass it twice, fine. But if you like say the words twice, he says that's not appropriate. Then Tosfos is 2 days. So how can we say on Motzah Yom Kippur towards the end, we repeat a couple of psukim, So interestingly, we only say Shema Yisrael once. We say Shema Yisrael, Tosfos quotes day is there. Again, it says, V'osa b'nei Adam, sha'omim bezo, gimel pamim Shema Yisrael, v'yom ha-kippurim, mishaskin osam, appears Rashi. According to Rashi, who says the whole pasuk twice is a problem, then you can't do that. You can't say Shema more than once, right? It's inappropriate. Pierce Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Chananel would say it is Meguneh. Or maybe it's only a problem if it's when you say Kriya Shema. We say the whole Kriya Shema, but if you're just screaming it out at another time, that wouldn't be a problem. But then he says, see how ancient this minhag is. But that which we say, Hashem hu ho Elokim, right? That which we say, Hashem Elokim, 7 times, it's not a problem. Minhag Kasher, who says Tosfos? Minhag Kasher, that's not an acceptance of Shema Yisrael and Modim. Those are the two that are discussed in the Gemara. But that could be. Maybe we're machmir for Rashi. That's why our minhag is only to say Shema Yisrael, once at the end of Yom Kippur, because we're machmir for Shitas Rashi here, and not only like Rabbeinu Chananel. Good. Rabbeinu Yonah also here discusses this idea of the psukim, exactly what's appropriate and what is not appropriate. Okay, I'm not gonna read it right now, but look at the end of the parak also. He weighs in on which direction. Here, he says, Shekimet sheminag avoseim biyadehem, mikama shanim, v'omer mosok kalakol, mukhacha milsa shenim osim lakavanas beiz reshuyos, v'lo chashinim lahachi. Says, even if you want to say, some communities say it more than once, this is the minag avoseim biyadehem. It's obviously not talking to anybody except the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, one shouldn't change the minag, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, we continue. Amalei Rav Pavel Abaya. Why are we so worried that if somebody says something twice, maybe he just didn't have kavana the first time. So Amalei Chavrusa Klapi Shmaya Miika. What is God your friend that you're not going to focus before you start talking to them? No, you're supposed to focus and then talk. Right, so that's what we don't assume. Ilo Kivin Daiti Meikara Machinamei. If you didn't have a kavana, okay, we're talking about Shma here. If you have kavana with Shema, machinale, we're going to hit him, but marzavta denavcha, with like a hard instrument, a cornice, Rashi says. Adam achavin daite. We don't think that people aren't going to have kavana in Shema, or maybe even in Modim. So that's why we don't have to be worried that he didn't have kavana. So again, we're being dalakav schus that he had kavana, which ends up being dalakav chova that he's talking to two gods. Right? So it's like, it'd be better for us to think that he'd have kavana. But that's what the Gemara says. Okay. Ha'over, next Mishnah. Ha'over l'vnei ha'teva v'tov, yavar achar tachtov. If there's a chazan that makes a mistake, and so you remove him. Yavar achar tachtov. You remove him. The Shulchan Aruch says, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, that not right away. First you try to, like, help him out. Right? So you make a mistake. You try to be mazkir him. He, like, lost the place. You try to remind him where he's up to. So that's the first step. It's only if he can't be reminded. You tried, and all of a sudden he's in space, and he can't be chozer to where he is up to, so then you have to get another chazan. So, v'lo yei sarvan bosa shah. And at that time, don't be a sarvan. Don't try right? So all of a sudden we all have sore throats when the Gabbai asks us to daven. Right? We all put our hand to our right. You can't do that. The middle Shemona Esrei. So you gotta right. Be a man. Mehechanu Maskil. Where does the substitute take over? Mitchilas Habracha Sheta'a Ba. From the beginning of the bracha that this one, that the previous one made a mistake in. Okay. Note. The big discussion in the Achronim, but this is one of the rayas. Ein shomea ka'one b'chatzi bracha. That is a big discussion. Could you use shomea ka'one with half a bracha? So pashtus from this Mishnah, you can't. Because why can't you start from the middle of the bracha, where you ended off, where you made a mistake? No, you got to start off with the beginning of the bracha, because you don't say shomea ka'one except by whole units. You don't say it by a chatzi bracha. Good. Ha'over l'fnei ha'teva, lo yana amein acher ha'koanim, b'pnei ha'tiruf. The chazin does not say Amen to the Kohanim. Because we don't have to get confused, just go straight to Sim Shalom. Right? I thought, no, the Hodos quiet, and then go straight. What if the Chazan is the only Kohen? What's the halacha? Lo Yises Kapov. Says the Mishnah, he shouldn't duchen. He shouldn't duchen. Because he's going to get mixed up. But if he promises us that he knows he's not going to get confused, he's going to be able to be, you know, say kapayim, mitzvah say daraisa, and then return to the tefillah, be able to go right into Sim Shalom Rashoi, so then he is allowed to duchen, even though he is the Baal tefillah. The Magen Avraham quotes, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Simen Kuf Chav Ches is the simen on Nesias Kapayim, is a huge simen. The Magen Avraham quotes, and the Mishnah Berurah also quotes it, that Bizman Azeh, when we have Sidurim, so then that might be an automatic haftachaso. Automatic, he could be chozer to where he was up to beforehand, because just look in the sitter. Look at the sitter, and that's enough of how you don't have to ask every chazan. You're good, you could do it, you won't get confused. That is the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, as if Ka'anayin Vav, that, Mishnah Berurah, and this is maybe the minhag in Chutz Laaretz, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes that if, and in some shuls, that if there are other Kohanim, it's still better for the chazan not to b'duchen. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, as if Ka'anayin Vav. And then the Shara Tzion quotes Das Pri Chodesh LaHakel Baseh Kishemuftach Afpishish Kohanim Achirim. Right, so there's a discussion. I think the minhag in many circles is that the Kohen does duchen, even if he's the Chazan, as long as Haftachaso. Right, and the minhag is the Piskei Tshuva's quotes. The minhag is that the chazan, he goes to wash his hands before he starts chazaras hashatz, and he takes off his shoes before that, and tries to be in an area where you won't really have to walk anywhere. You won't have to go up to the duchen. He'll be right there. He'll be able to duchen from the place where he is on some type of covering. Okay, that's the minhag. Does the Shliach Tzibur say Amen? I do not think so. Right, based on this, Shliach Tzibur does not say Amen. Shliach Tzibur just stays quiet.
Even though it doesn't longer apply,
but I think that is the minhag. The Shliach Tzibur does not say Amen. There is a machlok as achronim. Does the Shliach Tzibur say, okay, look, Kohanim, I'm Kodesh Kamur, on Yantiv days? In Chutz Laaretz, that's usually not said, but in Eretz Yisrael, but on Yantiv days, there are different minhagim and different shuls about whether the previous line and a half is said before the word Kohanim. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. Let's continue. Okay, by the way, in terms of repeating, I forgot to mention, in terms of repeating words, there's a whole discussion of repeating words in davening. In general, forget the major theologic issues that might come up, but in terms of repeating words, just brought one source, Rav Moshe, if you want to look it up, discusses this in Aruch Chaim, Chelek Beis, Simen Chav Beis, B'dvar chazanim shekoflin tevos v'inyanim be'emsa habrachos. Right, 1959. Ramosha writes this. B'dvar chazanim shekoflin tevos b'chazaras hashatz v'adai ein ruach hachamim nocha mehem. Right, ki hefzik, right, he talks about v'kvar tzafku kamoi dekamon v'lo ho'ilu chazanim osinet shalahem v'lo ho'ilu v'chazanim osinet shalahem af chazanim shomri Torah ki hefzik ein bazeh k'zorak ha'chzir opam v'amru k'seder ha'tfilah. Is it mamish a hefsek? They repeat a word. No, but ruach hachamim are not nocha. But this is specifically by brachos. There are certain times in davening where it is less problematic to repeat. It might be the minhag not to, but it's certainly not less. Lechadodi. It's not a bracha. You say lechadodi 10 times. What? It's a lechadodi. It's not an issue. Where you're not in the middle of a bracha, it's much less problematic in terms of repeating words. You want to say a pasuk over again. Right? In Vahibin Soa. sometimes people say a word over again, right? So that's less problematic. I mean, if you don't want to say repeat it over, you don't have to. But in terms of the problematic issues, it's more of an issue those that come up in the middle of Chazar Sashat, in the middle of Hallel, in the middle of whenever there is a bracha that we are in the middle of. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. Oh, but as Ramosha discusses it there, feel free to look. If somebody's the Chazin, he has to be Masarev, meaning he has to refuse a little bit at the beginning. He can't like, run down at short and run up. He has to be Masarev. Vim Eino Masarev, Doma Lotafshel Shembo Melach. He's like a dish that has no salt in it. Vim Masarev Yosem Yidai. And if he does it, refuses too much. Let's say the whole tzibur is waiting, and the gabe goes over, and come on already, there's nobody else. Too much? Doma Lotafshel Shekdichto Melach. It's like you put too much salt in. Meaning it's a delicate balance. Kate said, well, so what does he do? Pam Rishona Yisarev. The first time, be Masarev, but know that your time is coming. Shnia Mahavhev. The second time, refuse a little less, but kind of get ready to go up. Shlishis, Poshedis Raglav Yored. Right, the third time, go down. Right, the Chazan is down. Mimalachim Krisli Hashem from down. Taner up, good. Taner Abanan Shlosha Rubim Kashem Yudan Yafer. Three things. A lot is not good, and a little bit, a sprinkling is good. The Elohein, Sa'or, yeast. Right, to help something rise. Umelach salt v'sarvanus. And this discussion of sarvanus, of refusing. Says the Meshech Chachma in the beginning of Shmos. We've got to have two Meshech Chachmas today. First one I mentioned before, the second one I don't think I've ever mentioned. The first one is right here. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perek Vav Pasuk Lamed. Vayomer Moshe Lefnei Hashem. Finally, Moshe says to Hashem, this is a repeat, if you're a member of the discussion, of Moshe Rabbeinu not wanting to go. Anir al Sfatayim v'chulu. So if you look there, Kashir hit Orero so Hashem Yisparach, ki nivu aso gudola b'madrega sa avos, ki hu b'shem Hashem b'aspaklar yame ira. Moshe Rabbeinu got him ready, got himself ready for the nivu aso rama. And therefore it says, l'kach ne'emar kan l'fnei Hashem, ma she'ein kein b'chol atara kula. This is the only time it says this phrase, v'yomer Moshe l'fnei Hashem. What does that mean? It says it twice. Echad ba'amro, hein b'nei Yisrael lo shamu elai. And then he says, ani hein ani yir al sfatayim. And that's limda Torah derech eretz l'shliach tzibur. Pam rishonim misarev, shniyim mahavev. And the next time, I'm here. Right? Hashem says, go. Moshe says, you know, I can't. I am b'nei Yisrael lo shamu elai. No, Moshe, you gotta go. Ani yir al sfatayim. Moshe, you gotta go. Vayir Moshe l'fnei Hashem. He comes and says, okay, I'm ready. Right, that's a remez to this halacha. Zeklal gadol, it's a remez to this halacha. Aye, the Gemara says, ein misarvin l'gadol. If a gadol asks, then you don't refuse. Right, you don't refuse at all, even the first time. But the klal also is, you are misariv to a gadol if it's a position of godless. Right, fine, a regular be a chazan of a regular, but if it's godless, so this was a position of godless, right, to be the goel, and to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeem Am Yisrael. So that's why, even there, one could be misariv. Good. Continuing, Tan Rabba Amar Rav Huna Ta Bishalash Rishonos Chozer LaRosh. Somebody makes a mistake in one of the first three brachas, then he has to go back to the beginning. It's a unit. Be'em Sa'ios Chozer La'atachonin. If he makes a mistake in the middle brachas, he goes back to Atachonin, beginning of the set. Ba'achronos Chozer La'avod, he goes back to Ritzei. V'Ravasi Amar Em Sa'ios Ein Lohem Seder. Middle don't have a seder. What does that mean? Rashi says that means that if you make a mistake in a bracha, let's say you skip the bracha, just say it wherever you are. The seder that is discussed in Maseches Megillah, the order, is not ma'akev. So I'm ma'akev, so whatever, made a mistake, just say it wherever you are up to. Masav Rav Sheshes, one minute Rav Sheshes says, Mehechanu Chozer, Mitzchias HaBracha Shetazeh. Rav Sheshes says, where do you go back to if you make a mistake? Our Mishnah says, from the beginning of the bracha, tiyuf to the Rav Huna. Why? Because with our girsa, because Rav Huna says you always go back to the beginning of the set, and here you see you go back to the beginning of a bracha. Rav Huna, no, emsoiyis kulu chada birchas aninu. When it says that you go back to the beginning of the bracha, it means the beginning of the whole set of brachas of the middle brachos, because that's like considered one big bakasha. That's why that's how Rav Huna can read this source. Amar Rav Yehuda lo lama yishal adam tzrachav lo b'shalosh rishonos lo b'shalosh achronos ela b'emsoyos. You can ask in the first three and last three. only the middle. It has to be Shevach Bakasha Hoda. Dom Rabbi Chanina, Rishonos Domer Le'Eved Shemesadah Shevach Lefnei Rabo. The beginning is Shevach. Emsoyas Domer Le'Eved Shemavakish Pras Mi Rabo. The middle is Bakasha. Achronos Domer Le'Eved Shekibo Pras Mi Rabo. He got it. V'niftar V'holichlo. And then he goes out. He thanks Hashem. 2 points. Everyone, is a small point on the last line. What are you thanking Hashem for? You didn't get answered yet. Right? Hoda, right? As if you got the pras from your Rav. You didn't get anything yet. You just davened. Just the davening we have to thank Hashem for. The ability and the opportunity to daven, that's enough to give Hoda for. Thank you for letting me have this relationship with you. Hoda. And you got that already. Kibo pras mi rabo. Number one. Number two, the other discussion is, it might be bothering you right now, I uchsov l'chaim tovim, I zachrinu l'chaim, aren't those bakashos in the first three, last three? How do we do that? So Tosva says that the maskal al on the bottom, this principle is only for a yachid, but a tzibur is allowed to ask, tzorchei tzibur in the first three and the last three. That's Tosfos. How does that answer the question, though? It says you're not allowed to ask. So the Rush adds in one more line to Tosfos' answer. The Rush says, because the fact that the Tzibur needs Hashem is itself a Shevach to Hashem. The fact that we say, Hashem, we need you, that shows that we're totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that itself is a Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's allowed in the first three and the last three. But if you look at the Rashba right here, and if you look at other Rishonim, the Rashba says, Zachreinu Michamacho, all these Hosafos are wrong. It's a violation of this Gemara. Don't say them. Machlokas Rishonim, Zachreinu Michamacho, those are not in Shas. Right? It's you only. Right? We have the Gemara, remember, at the end of the first parak. Hamelech HaMishpat, Hamelech HaKelakadosh, that's in Shas. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins, if you get either of them, you have to go back. We paskin, the Ashkenazim paskin, Kelakadosh, you have to go back, not Hamelech HaMishpat, because you mentioned Melech. Melech Oifsach HaMishpat. But that's because it's in Shas. But the Gaonim made up Zachreinu Michamocho Chsov. And the Rashba says, you know what? It's against the Gemara. It's wrong. We don't paskin that way. We paskin like Tosfos. We paskin that it's okay to say it. You don't have to repeat it if you forget. But it's okay to say it because it's Sarchei Tzibur. Very important L'maisa discussion right here. Tan Rabbanon, Maisa B'tamanecha Shirelefnei Tefa. There was somebody who was davening that went down. Again, the Chazan stood at the low point. Bifnei Rabbi Elazar V'yamarach Yosem Yidai. He was taken very long. Amalei Talmidav Rabbeinu Kama Archanu Zeh. They said, wow, look at this guy. He's such a long davener. Amar Lahem, Klomark Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu, not as long as Moshe. Dechsiv Beis, Abayim Yomes, Abayim Laila Vachulu. Nobody had that long, Shimon Asrei. Shuv Maisa B'tamanecha, Shalof Ne'ateva. Bifnei Rabbi Elezer, Abayim Akatsu Yosef Bidai. Somebody had a very short Shimon Asrei. Amar Le Talmidav Kamakatsu Nuzeh. Wow, so fast. Amar Le, Klom Akatsu Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu. Dechsiv Kelna Rafanala. Nobody has it that short. So therefore, basically, he was telling them, you know, Don't try to be judging other people. Chashuke Chemed of the day. Says the Chashuke Chemed. If there is a Chazan that is having a very long Shmon Esrei, and most of the Tzibur already finished Shmon Esrei, they're waiting for him, is it appropriate to kind of like make some noise? Like go, right, like bang on the, ahem, ahem, ahem. You know, like to try to get the Chazan's attention to try to speed it up a little bit. You know, the whole Tzibur. So, says the Rav Zilberstein, as long as it's within reason, he said, it's totally inappropriate to make any sound. He says, Misha Omer, he says, first of all, who says the Chazan is being extra long? Maybe you were extra short. He says, what, if the Chazan's fault, maybe you just don't have proper kavana. He says, Gamim Achazan Mara Ksas Yoter Mi Hamamutza Ein Litfok. He says, this Gemara, they probably said Rabbi Lazar after davening. Well, they said it while the Chazan was still davening. Who says that? He says, Ukumidume Shebetvika Zu Yeshbach Shashal Okama Averis. He says, let me list off the Averis that one would violate if somebody tries to make a sound or to bang on the table to get the Chazan's attention. Again, this doesn't mean if the Chazan's 25 minutes on a regular mincha on a Tuesday afternoon. Right? If it's totally out of the realm of reality. Number one, you're being Mevatel the Kavana of the Davener. You're not allowed to even walk in front of a davener, we learned earlier, let alone dafka make noise on purpose. Number one, you're causing him to make brachas levatala, because he's probably not going to kavana. Number three, he's probably going to be embarrassed. Number four, it is chutzpah klapi shmaya. He says, vanira b'shar derecha yishara hi, the derecha yishara is, he says, every shul should be koveya a certain amount of time that they give for the tefillah b'lachash. He says, and then Achazah shouldn't go over, and then he'll time himself. He'll time himself to do it. He says, you think you're going to be dofek and you're going to ruin it? Your defeek is probably going to get a Kaddish Baruch Hu who's called the dofek to leave the shul. So therefore, one has to be very careful in those situations. Okay, interesting discussion of the Chashukei Chemed. We continue. Amrav Yaakov, Amrav Chizda, Cham Vakish Rachman Malchaveiro, and so Lasker Shmo. If somebody's asking Rachmanis on his friend, he does not have to mention his name. Shenemar Kelna Rafanala, Volkamitkar Shmo de Miriam. You see, Moshe didn't mention Miriam's name. As long as he's there, Pashtus, the Magen Avraham, the post can discuss this, that if somebody's not there, then they maybe have to say the name. But if they're there, they don't have to. Rav Avadya talks about this in a tshuva, a couple of Yichavadas the past couple of days. Yichavadas Gimel Pe Gimel. He discusses, could you be Mavakar Chola on the telephone? So he ends up saying, if that's the only choice, yes. But if you can go there, he says it's definitely better to go there. Definitely better to go there because you'll be able to daven in the makam of the Shechina, and you won't have to say the person's name. And even he even adds, there's some Kabbalistic sources that maybe it's even better not to have to say the person's name. Why? Because the mazel of this person is because of the shame. That's why sometimes we're Mashana shame if somebody Rahman al-Slan is in a certain situation. But he says that's why if you're Mavakar Chola, if you could go, you gotta go. Physically to do something, Bechula. Ramosha also writes that in a tshuva. Good. Tanur Rabbanon. Elu brachas adam shocha bahan. The following brachas a person bends down in. Ba'avos tchila v'sof. First bracha, behoda tchila v'sof, by modim. V'bal ashuach v'sof kol bracha u'bracha, u'b'tchilis kol bracha u'bracha. If somebody wants to do more, mulam dino social lo yishche, he shouldn't. He shouldn't, because he's going against the takanas chazal. And therefore, he should only bow down where chazal said to bow down. That's what Tosfos says. Amar Shimon Pazi, Amar Shimon Levi, Bishop Bar Kapara, Hedyo Kamosha Amarnu. This is what applies to an individual. Kohen Gadol, b'sof kol bracha u'bracha. But a Kohen Gadol bows down at the end of every bracha. Why? Top Rashi, very important. Kol mashehu gadol b'yoser, tzorach lahachnia u'lahashpil atzmo. The greater you are, the more you got to get down. Right? You don't want it to go to your head. Like the Drashas Haran says, that's why the king has to have two Sifrei Torah. Because there's a danger that he can hold himself higher than the rest of the klal. And that's why he needs extra shmira. So a Kohen Gadol is higher than the regular individual. So he goes down at the end of each and every bracha. V'hamelech, tchilas kol bracha u'bracha, v'sof kol bracha u'bracha. The beginning and the end of every bracha. That's a king. Amar b'nei Yisrael bar Nachmeini, l'didi mefashli minei derb shibin levi. The way I understood this was, hedyo kamosha amarnu, Kohen Gadol, tchilas kol bracha u'bracha, the Kohen Gadol, the beginning of every bracha, not at the end of every bracha, hamelech, kivin shekara shuvenu zokev. He bows down at the beginning of Shemot Esrei, and he stays that way. And he stays down, gotta have a strong back to be the king. He stays down. Shneamar veika chalo shlomo lispalel v'chulu come milafnei mizbeach Hashem mikaroa al birkav. When Shlomo finished, he got up, meaning he was down the entire time up until that point. Good. Tanur Rabbanan. Once we're talking about bowings down, let's talk about different types of hishtachava. Kida al apayim. Verb kida means on one's face. Shneamar vatikad batsheva apayim aretz. Kriya al birkayim. Kriim korim. Karim Mushakarim is Betnis. Shinemar Mikaro al Birkov. Hishtachava Zupisha Yadayim Raglayim. That's hands and feet totally spread out on the floor. Shinemar Hanavo Navo by Yosef and Yaakov. Havo Navo and Ivim Chava Chechel Shachavas Lacha Arza. Are we going to do that Arza to the ground? That's why when we say Karim Mushakavim, Karim is knees, Hishtachava is the next step down. Right, on Yom Kippur, Hayu Karim, so you go down to the knees then. And then when we say Mushtachavim, then we go even further down. Amrav Chia Bereder Rav Huna, Chazinu Luhu Allah Bayeva Rava, Damasli Asluye. I saw they went on the side. When they went down, they went on their side. Okay. Tani chada hakarei modar is a meshubach. One brisa says if you bow down in modim, it's beautiful. Vatani yida hakarei is a maguna. It's terrible. Lo kasha habitchila halabasov. No, it depends at the beginning of modim or at the end of modim. It's good to bow at the beginning and not at the end. Rava karbo dotchila vasov. Rava did both. This amri le rabbanan amaika oven marhachi. Why do you do beginning and end? Amalahu. Chazina le rav Nachman to kara. Vachazina le rav Sheshis to kavet hachi. My rabbeim did that. They bow down also at the end. Vatanya karebo da hareza maguna. Aye. The Brisa says you should not bow down in Mohuda. No, ahibo da sheba halel. That's talking about halel. By Hodul Hashem Kitov Kili Lam Chasto. That's where you don't bow down. Because the Chazal were not misakin it. Vatanya hakareba hoda uba halel shal hoda hareza maguna. It says hoda also besides hoda shal halel. Kitanya ahibo da de berchas hamazen. right? In no delacha, also not to bow down. But either way, lamaskana, the Gemara seems to say it's fine to bow down at the end also. And that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's not such a well-known Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Simin Kuf Chav Zayin, to bow down at the beginning of Modim, and it's also a good idea to bow down at the end of Modim. Right, so at the beginning of Modim, at the end of Modim, to bow down. How much do you have to bow? That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes here, Machlokas Achronim. Some say you have to bow down all the way. The Bach says that Modim, Durabanan, doesn't have to be Modim like the whole. It could just be more of a head nod than the whole body, as we have during Tefillah Bilachash. Good, says the Mishnah. If somebody davens and makes a mistake in his davening, it's a simin ra. And if he's the shliach tzibur, it's a bad omen for the ones who sent him. Right, that's where this principle appears in Mishnah. He was on the level, he could daven v'omer, and he knew if his tefillos were accepted. How did you know? If it comes out and it flows off my lips and it's good, and if not, I know that it's beturaf. I know, like the Aruch says, from a Lashon Trefa. It's a Treif Tefillah. It doesn't work. Aha, I asked the Gemara, which part of Tefillah is it a bad omen if you make a mistake in? Amar b'chiyar, amar b'safra, mishum chad debe rebi ba'avos. First bracha in avos. Ika demasi la b'raisa. And some say that line on the following b'raisa. Hamas palo, tzorach sheyichav in esliba b'kulan. If you want davins, you have to have kavana in all the brachas. V'im enu yichol l'chav in b'kulan. If not, yichav in esliba ba'achas. At least have a kavana in one of them. Amar b'chiyar, amar b'safra, mishum chad debe rebi ba'avos. Which is that one in avos. Again, maybe we'll talk about this in a short Ian Shear. What is Kavana? Reb Chaim has a famous piece, two types of Kavana. Kavana of standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a Kavana of the words. The Stipler, which is not as famous in Brachas, says maybe there's two elements of Fila. There's Amira and there is Kavana. There's two kiyumim, and you could have amira even without kavana. And finally, just one other source. There's a beautiful, amazing Eretz Tzvi. Every shuv of the Kasha Klover is fascinating. So the Eretz Tzvi in Simen Chav Beis quotes that there's a big discussion about tefillah b'tzibur b'zman hazeh. Is it? It's not daraisa, but is it the rabbanon? Is it an etza tova? Says the Eretz Tzvi b'zman hazeh, davening with a minion is a chi of gamur. Why? Because the Gemara says that you know what? Ain't brera. We can't have kavana in everything. So at least in avos. But the Gemara says elsewhere that davening b'tzibur is ki'ilu yad kavana, because you get the same schuyos by davening with a tzibur. So if we have another option of doing something to get us on the level of kavana, you got to do that. Say in the olden days when they could have kavana in private, then fine. But we can't have kavana. So we have to do whatever works. So davening b'tzibur works. And that's why it says the Kasha Klover in Simen Chav Beis that there's a chi of gomor today to daven with a minyan. How did he know that when he it's shagar b'fiv it works? Amr Rabbi Shua ben Levi damakra bore nivsvasayim shalom shalom larachav v'larkav amar Hashem urfasiv. So a nivsvasayim, it flows off his lips properly, and then shalom shalom, he knows this piece. Amr b'chiyah bar Abba Amr Yochanan. Once we quote this, now let's talk about other items. Kol neviim kulam lonisab elamisid bidul tamar chacham. Who all the nevuas that the Nevi'im spoke about, it's talking about people who marry off their daughters to Talmidei Chachamim, ulose prakmati l'Talmidei Chachamim, those who do business with the Talmidei Chachamim, ulumahane Talmidei Chachamim l'chasav, anybody who gives Talmidei Chachamim pleasures. Aval Talmidei Chachamim atzman, but the Talmidei Chachamim themselves, ayin l'rasa elokim zulascha ya'aseh l'machak elo. That we don't even have any idea, we can't fathom what, there are no nevuas about it. What the Talmud Chacham's enjoyment is going to be like. Number one. V'yam Rabbi Chiyah Barabba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Next statement. Achal HaNeviim Kulan Lo Nesnabo Eli Mosa Mashiach. The Nevi'im, all Nevi'im, were all the Nevu'ahs that we know about in Navi are about Yemosa Mashiach. Aval Olam Haba, Ayin La Rasa Elokim Zula Secha. Right? We have no idea. Olam Haba is beyond Yemosa Mashiach. Upliga de Shmuel, this argues on Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, Ein Bein Olam Hazel Olam Yemosa Mashiach, El Shibin Malchis Tovad, famous line of Shmuel, that in the future, the only difference is going to be that nations, there is not going to be a UN. Right? There's not going to be subjugation. Right? Because it says there will never be Evyonos that will leave the land. Big, a little problem with the Rambam. The Rambam quotes both of these. The Gemara says that they argue with each other. The Rambam in Hilchos Shuvah, Perak Ches and Perak Tes, one after another, he quotes both of these statements. So the Vilna Gaon suggests that maybe according to the Rambam, there are two stages of Yemos HaMashiach. There's a Gufani stage, there's a Ruchani stage. Either way, we discussed at the beginning of Chelek also, back in Sanhedrin, about the different Machlokas, Rambam, Ramban, whether about some of these stages and what the order is. But that is, we discussed then. One more, let's try to do. V'yamar b'chiyah bar'aba amar b'yochanan, kol ha'nevi'im kulon lo nistabu, ela l'bali tshuva. The nevuas are all about bali tshuva. Aval tzadikim gemurin, ayin l'rasa l'him zu asecha. Tzadikim and gemurim are way above. U'pligat Rabbi Avohu, that's just the opposite of the other statement of Rabbi Avohu. Dam Rabbi Avohu, makam shebali tshuva omdim, tzadikim gemurim enim omdim. Tzadikim gemurim are lower than bali tshuva. Shene'amar, shalom shalom, l'rachok v'la karov. L'rachok b'resha v'hadar la karov. So you see, bali tshuva are even ahead. Rabbi Yochanan amar lecha, what would Rabbi Yochanan do with that pasuk? My rachok, shahaya rachok midvar avera meikara. Rachok means he was always far from averas. My karov, shahaya karov lidvar avera, v'nisrachim menu hashta. So just the opposite of how we would have translated rachok and karov. One more, my ayin, let's try to get to the two dots. There's an unbelievable meshachachma on what we just read. We'll start with it tomorrow. My ayin larasa, Omar, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Zayayna Meshumar Ba'anava Misheshes Mei Breshes. We have wine from the pure grapes of Gan Eden that's waiting for us to enjoy during Olam Haba. Right? Again, wine might be a symbol of something. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omar, Ze Eden, Shloshalta Bo Ayin Kalbirya. This song about Eden, that nobody ever saw it. Shematomar Adam Arishon, Hechan Haya. What about Adam Arishon? Big Gan. Veshematomar Hu Gan Hu Eden. Even Adam, he was in the Gan, and the Gan was not in Eden. Tamalomar, as the pasuk says, "Venar yod say may Eden lahashkos es hagan gan lechud ve'eden lechud." Period. So we're just going to end up as of tomorrow with the stories of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa about how he knew when his seals were mekubal. But we have to start with a meshachachma. If you want a heads up already, Dvarim Perak Hey pasuk Chaf Hey. Hey Chaf Hey being mechalek, even though the Gemara says it's a machlokes, when are bali tshuva ahead of Tzadikim Gemurim, and one of Tzadikim Gemurim ahead of Bali Tshuva. Unbelievable suggestion by the Meshachachma, Bez Shem, which we'll start with, and then we'll get into Brachos of Meseches Brachos, the sixth Perek, Kates and Mevarchim. Okay, we'll stop here, and again, we thank the sponsors for this month's of Shiurim, the Orlinsky family, Lezecha Nishmas, Menachem Yitzchak, Orlinsky.